Less than an hour outside Amman is the Middle East's only major international scientific research center. The Jordanian town of El Salt is home to Sesame.
Hello. Hi, Rebecca, nice to meet you.
Yeah, I'm Giorgio Paolucci. I'm scientific director of Sesame. Sesame stands for Synchrotron Light for Experimental Sciences and Applications in the Middle East. So actually, my understanding is that they first, of course, thought of the name in terms of Open Sesame, of course.
Sesame stands out among the modest homes that dot the hillsides of El Salt, with its large four-story white stone building and turquoise roof. High fences surround the campus. Inside, the scale is clear. Most of the interior is one large open space, about double the size of a football field, with offices lining the edges. Filling up most of that space is the synchrotron, housed in a circular metal casing.
This is the first accelerator in the Middle East, so that is by itself a big accomplishment.
The accelerator, or electron synchrotron, is similar to a proton synchrotron, like CERN near Geneva. But instead of probing the fundamental questions of physics, synchrotrons like the one at Sesame allow scientists to investigate surfaces and materials too small even for powerful microscopes. The one at Sesame produces radiation by spinning millions of electrons inside a ring with a circumference of 133 meters. That radiation is funneled into beam lines that can be used to determine everything from the type of paint used in ancient art to pollutants in air samples. Because of that, Paolucci says, it attracts scientists from across disciplines.
So you naturally have people with different scientific backgrounds to talk to each other. Here you will have physicists interacting with chemists, medical doctors, engineers, and this is something which is very good of these places, because you have new ideas by confronting several points of views.
But what really makes Sesame unique is its members. Israel, the Palestinian Authority, Iran, Egypt, Pakistan, Jordan, Cyprus, and Turkey. In addition to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, Israel and Iran have no diplomatic ties. Iran and Egypt have had frosty relations since Egypt offered the Shah of Iran asylum more than three decades ago. Turkey doesn't recognize Cyprus's control over the northern Turkish-speaking part of the island. But in the labs of Sesame, they put all that aside. In theory, at least.
So these are all the optics.
Behind a heavy metal door, Masoud Harfouf from Algeria is working with one of the beam lines produced by the synchrotron. In the small room, they are using the beam line to test soil from the Jordan River, not far from where Christians believe Jesus was baptized. A few shoebox-sized machines are connected with wires and cables. He turns on the beam line.
That's the same sample here from soil from Jordan River, east bank of the Jordan River, where we are looking to some heavy metals, if we have contaminations like chromium, copper or something like this. Something harmful for the humans or for the animals.
This is becoming a hub for science in this region. And all of them will make people from the region to travel here with their samples, look at them, and above everything, to interact with each other.
The idea for Sesame was born in a much more hopeful time for the Middle East. First floated by Mohammed Abu Salam, a Pakistani physicist in the early 1980s, it was only in the mid-1990s, after Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin and Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat signed the Oslo Peace Accords and shook hands on the lawn of the White House, that the idea really gained traction.
I think that the now vilified Oslo Accords played a very important role in enabling such a thing to start.
Eliezer Rabinovich was one of the first Israeli scientists involved in the project. He describes a meeting between Israeli and Arab scientists in a tent in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula in 1995.
So we convened in a very special, I would almost say Hollywoodian, setup. It was a Bedouin tent. colored very strongly in red. And that was our first meeting, and that was a period when we were trying to do collaborations between Arabs and Israelis on a small scale. We later on moved to the larger scale, like Sesame.
The 1993 Oslo Accords outlined a peace plan that called for a negotiated solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict within 5 years. The hope was that would pave the way for peace treaties between Israel and other Middle East states and a generally more peaceful region. But instead came the second Palestinian Intifada. Israel and the Palestinian territories saw some of the worst violence in decades. At the same time, the Sesame Project saw delay after delay. Then, in 2003, they finally broke ground on the site in El Salt. Jordan, which likely has the best relations with other regional states, offered the location and paid for the construction of Sesame. The building was completed in 2008, and construction started on the synchrotron. Last May, more than two decades after that meeting in the Sinai Desert, Sesame finally opened its doors. Now it's home to scientists, not just from member countries, but other regional states and international observers, many, like Pelucci, from Europe.
When I told my colleagues that I was coming here, people looked at me and said that that is never going to work. There was a lot of skepticism around the project, so people were honestly surprised to see that we were able to actually build the accelerator, make it run.
A few doors down, Egyptian and Jordanian scientists discuss a vacuum component of the accelerator. Among them is Adel Amru, a Jordanian scientist who was one of the first to join the project.
We are happy to see scientists from all the members and sitting here, far away from politics. We deal with science and enough war.
Do you think that science can help advance peace?
Yes. This is what is happening actually now. We are sitting all together on one table talking about science.
This sort of science for peace isn't a new idea. It was started in Europe.
Look, for example, at what happened at CERN, Center for High Energy Physics in Geneva. That was a place where people from the two sides of the Iron Curtain would meet. So you would have people from US working together with people from Russia, and we actually imported that model to the Middle East. And it works. I mean, when I talk science, people forget about politics.
That might not be strictly true, but Pelucci says he's seen things here that shocked him.
There was a discussion about some technical issue, and the Israeli delegate expressed his point of view, and then the Iranian delegate said, "I fully agree with Israel." It was, you know, you can say that's funny.
This year has seen a significant rise in regional tensions. Israel carried out airstrikes in Syria after shooting down what it says was an Iranian drone entering its airspace from Syria. The incident sparked fears of a new conflict between the countries. And at the same time, Turkish and Syrian forces came closer than ever to confrontation.
Of course, we have echoes of what is happening in the region on the everyday life. However, when you put scientists together, they tend to talk about science.
In fact, Pelucci says if regional tensions rise,
that would make the center even more important.
Pelucci says the biggest challenge isn't bringing scientists from warring states together or managing the Middle East political landscape. It's money. Around $100 million has already been invested by the member countries and other donors, including the European Union and UNESCO. Other countries donated equipment or expertise, including the US, the UK, France, Italy, Germany, and Switzerland. The member states all have an obligation to make contributions towards the center's annual operating budget of about $6 million. But in a region fraught by conflict, where few governments have prioritized science funding, that can be difficult.
Biggest challenge is to ensure continuous operation.
Sesame is looking to get more scientists from other countries such as Syria, Lebanon, and the Gulf states to use the center. The hope is that if those scientists use Sesame, it will help persuade their governments to become contributing members. And that will bring new money to the center, allowing the people here to keep practicing science and peace. For America Abroad, I'm Rebecca Collard in El Salt, Jordan.